Good evening, folks. I appreciate you all being here this evening, and I thank you for sharing your time with me. I look forward to sharing with you some things some of you have heard before. Some of you did some of it, but you quit doing it even though it was working because you thought that you had heard of a better or an easier way. Over the next couple of weeks, what we're going to do is go through a lot of concepts and ideas. In this business, there's basically three ideas. The first is to learn how to prospect. The second is to learn how to recruit. And the third is to learn how to train the people you recruit. Ladies and gentlemen, learn those three things well and you got it. You win the game. I've seen a lot of changes in our industry and our company over the past 10 years. And personally, I don't think the timing could be any better now than it's ever been for you and I to do extremely well. It's certainly better than it was 10 years ago when I come into this industry. Will there be challenges? Of course there will. But with every challenge, there are more rewards. That's the law of nature. Learn how to deal with the challenges in the marketplace, and let me tell you, you can make millions of dollars. In it's probably somewhere around 97, 98, 99, 2000, you saw more and more people in our industry running to the internet. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the internet. The potential of what it can do for our business is just phenomenal. But what happened is that people quit doing the basics of our industry, thinking that they could sit home behind a computer screen and get rich. I have spent countless hours on the internet, and I truly believe it has the potential to help us all. But if you forget about the basics of our business, you're really missing it, folks. The internet is an addition to the foundation that this industry was found on. It's not instead of. The internet's it's a wonderful tool, but it's not the magic bullet of prospecting, recruiting, and training. It's instead of. That's ridiculous. It's an addition to the foundation building. Yeah, I've used the internet for prospecting, and I've even got a couple people that way. And I've used the internet for presentations and training. But folks, I'm here to tell you, that's not how Jennifer and I built the foundation of our business. Simply said, we all got to get back to the basics of this business. Let me share some things with you here. First, take out a sheet of paper and draw a large baseball diamond on it. And you can use this for note-taking. Now, label first base prospecting. Folks, prospecting is not recruiting. You all heard of the gold rush. The gold rush produced what was known as prospectors. And what did they do? Well, they panned for gold by looking and by sorting sand through a screen. Well, prospecting is finding people to talk to. It is not recruiting. That is second base, and that's a whole different training. I'll tell you, I love this industry. I love seeing people change their lives and realize their dreams, and I love the personal development, and I love working with all the different personality types, and I love learning leadership. But you know what? We have to have a group first. That'd be like trying to learn algebra, and you haven't learned how to add yet. I'm certainly not saying don't learn new things, like new techniques and all. And I'm not saying don't attend the Success Institute. There are home runs being discussed there, but what I am saying is that you could hit a ball a mile. You could be one of those talented people that could hit a ball a mile, but if you run to third base, you're out. Now, I want you to hear what I'm saying, because the name of the game is first base. You've got to figure out how to get our products and our income opportunity in front of a whole lot of people every week in a predictable and a consistent basis. And where you know that they're coming in every single week. That's the name of the game. That's first base. And that's what these calls are going to be about. I'm not sure how many calls it's going to take, to be quite honest with you. I'm expecting three, maybe four. And we're going to do this again on Tuesday night, next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Because I'm certainly not going to get through it all in one night. Okay, we're going to talk about ways to keep your funnel or your pipeline full. See, second base, that's recruiting. And put that on your sheet. And third base, that's training and leading your group. Folks, I know people that's been in our business for years that They haven't got a clue. They ain't got first base down yet. Mostly because they're spending all their time and energy working on second and third base. I've seen it where a person goes to work and they sponsor 7 or 8 or 10 people, and all of a sudden they turn into a mother. They feed and they diaper and they're huddled around their little group. Come on, it's time for next. You got to bring in a lot of people into this program. 4 to 10 people personally a month, and you will build an empire. Now, I will tell you, most of the people you bring in the beginning, you're going to kill. You're going to louse it up. You're going to run them off. And all of us has killed some. Believe me, I've killed my share. Just know that you're going to mess up. That's okay, though. Get some people in, and then, you know, you can get better at treating them the right way. First base, folks. This is the business, and that is what we're going to talk about. Okay, first thing I want you to do is pull out another piece of paper and write the number, write a number on it between 500 and 5,000. Okay? Another piece of paper. Write a number between 500 and 5,000. Okay. I'm sure all of you have got pen and paper readily available there. All right. Now, some of you put down 500. Some of you put down 1,000. Some of you put down 1,500. Some 2,000. Some 5,000. And lots of numbers in between. Okay, here's the deal. Mike Jackson comes to you and he says, as soon as you have exposed your number, well, let's say you wrote down 2,000. As soon as you have exposed 2,000, let me backtrack a little bit. Now, some of you are asking, well, what do you mean by expose? Well, that means you have went to them and they've watched the DVD, or they've went to an online presentation, or they've went to a conference call with you, a Lifeline or a Freedom Call, or you've did a one-on-one with them, or you have got them on a three-way call with Upline. You've exposed them to the business. Well, Mike Jackson says to you, as soon as you have exposed 2,000 people to this business, EcoQuest will add an additional $10,000 in month cash flow to your budget for the rest of your life. So as soon as you did your 768 or your 1,420 or your 4,000 or whatever your number is, we're going to pay you $10,000 minimum cash flow for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter who said yes. It doesn't matter who said no. It doesn't matter who said that won't work. It doesn't matter who buys. It doesn't matter who don't buy, who likes it, who don't like it. It just doesn't matter, because as soon as you have done your number, the $10,000 is waiting for you. Now, how quick could you do it? How many of you would even wait for this conference call to be over? You tell me all I got to do is expose 4,125 people, and buddy, I'm out the door. 500 DVDs was out this weekend. You know, it's like, get out of my way. Move. Ladies and gentlemen, our business changed when that concept went from my head to my heart. I had heard Mike Jackson talk about this before, but it didn't go from my head to my heart until I heard Jim Rohn talk about it as the keynote speaker at one of our conventions. He talked about the law of averages. Folks, it changed my outlook, my whole perspective on prospecting. From that point on, it didn't matter, because I understood I was willing to do my numbers, and more importantly, I understood I had a number. I just didn't know what it was yet. Now, a few of you are wondering, what in the world is Clem Denham talking about? Well, if we all went up to the top of the Empire State Building and jumped off, how many of us are going to go down? How many are going to float up? We're all going to go down, right? And the reason being is the law of gravity. Well, the law of averages says if we went out into the marketplace and our whole approach was to walk up to someone and say, you wouldn't want to join a network marketing company, would you? Eventually, if you go to enough people, someone's going to say, well, maybe I would. What company is it? What are you with? You understand what I'm saying here? See, if you go out and you do it again, eventually somebody will say, well, maybe I would. What company are you with? Folks, that's the law of averages, and we fight it. I fought it for years. I couldn't understand why my uncles and my aunt and my brothers and my mother and my friends and people who were stuck in a dead-end job didn't see it. You know, why don't they understand? What's wrong with these people? Well, I finally figured it out. It just doesn't matter. It is the law of averages. The business is numbers. He who gets through the most people, she who gets through the most people wins. That's the business. It's like a big funnel. You know, all you got to do is start putting people in the top of this funnel. And there's going to be a certain number that come out the bottom. The problem is that we don't put enough in. Once we get to where we are putting enough in and we have 4 to 10 that are coming out the bottom every month, we are going to be a superstar. I promise you. I guarantee it. I'll bet my next 3 paychecks on it. Anybody who gets 4 to 10 people falling out the bottom every month consistently will be a superstar. So you see, the name of the game is for us to figure out how to get people in the top of this funnel. The law of averages says that you put this many in the top of the funnel, there will be a certain amount that will come out the bottom. And chances are those that are coming out, it's just the right time in their life. We can't control that. I used to think I could control it. I used to sit at someone's table and wouldn't leave until they gave me $35 for their dealer kit. Next day, of course, they'd go to work and someone would say, boo, and they were gone. It was over. So I just wasted everybody's time. Folks, we're looking for people who are looking for us. How many franchises do you believe sold today? How many people are going to get involved in some stupid business? How many people are going to spend several thousand dollars so they can grow earthworms in their basement? You see what I'm saying? Lord knows I sent away from my share of those kind of packages. Man, every stupid business that come out, when I was looking, I sent away for it. And they're still advertising today. They all laughed when I said I was going to make a fortune cleaning carpets. You've seen that one, I imagine. And how about SMC, selling those little trinkets that are made in China at the flea market? Man, I tell you, I've sent away for everything. And there's people that's spending money on those things today. And I'm telling you, it's not going to give them time freedom or a six-figure income. So that's where we are, folks. This business is not the... It's not difficult when you quit worrying about Uncle Paul and Aunt Jean. You leave them alone. Let them, you know, love them, but leave them alone. The name of the game is sorting through people. If you can put enough people in the top of your funnel to where you have 4 to 10 dropping out every month, it's over. The game is won. You've won the game. That's first base, folks, prospecting. Now, some of you are getting upset because you're sponsoring people, but you can't get them to do anything. Well, that is second and third base, and that's a different training. But you know what? If you will get a good handle on first base, second base will pretty much take care of itself. So this evening, though, we're talking about first base, and you've just got to understand that most people never get there. Now, here's some stats that you can use for the rest of what I'm going to talk about. Some law of averages, if you will. We've seen that about 40 a month in your funnel, 4 to 10 are going to come out. Okay, here's what you do: get yourself 12 sheets of paper. On one side, number 1 through 20 on the front, and on the back, number 21 through 40. 12 sheets of paper. Every month, you fill that thing out with people that you've exposed this business to, you're going to have 4 to 10 come out the other end, okay? And with the ratio like that, I guarantee you in 12 months, everyone in EcoQuest will know who you are. I guarantee it. You can't go around getting, you know, 2 really good ones and cuddle and change their diapers, and then when they bail out, basically what's going to happen is you're going to be out of the game for about a month and a half, you know, feeling bad for yourself. You just got to quit worrying about that. Okay, here's a tip that I want you to keep in mind as we go through some of these other things. Your ads should not have your home phone number in them. You need to have it come to a voicemail box to where you can pick up the respondees. And the reason being is because you don't want the kids or somebody who is there or no answer at all. You don't want nobody answering that phone and saying, "Grandma, some guy wants to talk to you about those pills you sell or that air purifier that you sell. Folks, it could be the best prospect in the whole world, and he's done been overcooked. He's done. You're not going to get him. And here's what your voicemails, here's what you wanted to say. Thank you for responding to our advertising campaign. Please leave your name, address, phone, email address, and one of our representatives will get back with you as soon as possible. Now, why is it like that? Well, here's the reason. It's not time to sell the products. It's not time to sell the income opportunity. It is time to prospect. Don't try to go to second base without going to first base first. Okay. I'm going to rattle off some of these things that we're going to talk about over the next 2 or 3 weeks. These are ways to create fresh, responsive leads in your own backyard. We're not going to cover all these tonight, but I want to pique your curiosity. I want you to come back. I want you to listen to this stuff. It's good stuff. It's stuff that works. Drop cards, car signs, mini billboards, welcome wagon sponsorship, small classified ads in your local paper, auto license plates, auto sunshades, bulletin board flyers, mini blitz flyers, library book promotion, festivals, job fairs, and trade shows. Local fax blast, toll booth promotion, door hangers, postcards and subdivisions, product displays and businesses, local cable TV advertising, on-screen movie theater advertising, zero-cost mailing idea, buttons, a three-foot rule, street walking, as it applies to our business, attending business events, luncheon meetings, voicemail drops, gapping, sticking notes on automobiles, sizzle cards, press releases. Folks, we're going to talk about all of those things over the next coming weeks. And I'll tell you, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to, I've written about a lot of these things in past newsletters. And if you will dig up March 2004, April 2004, May of 2004, and June of 2004, you'll see where I talked about some of these things, and if you will dig those things up, and you'll have you know, notes already written, if you will. If you don't have those, let me know. Okay, let's start with drop cards. What we're referred to as drop cards. This is a great tool. If never sponsored, I promise you this tool will give you a ton of laughs. Imagine taking these to Vegas and spreading them out over the casinos. What it is, it's a $100 bill. Well, it's not a real one, of course, but it's a business card, basically a $100 bill on the outside, and it's folded over. Now, you simply spread these things around, and they're very realistic looking, and they are legal because they're not the size of a normal $100 bill. However, when they're folded, you just can't tell the difference. They're one of the best marketing tools I've ever seen, and I highly recommend them. People will not throw these things away. My friend, Master Manager Jack Small in Kentucky, was the first entrepreneur that I witnessed using this method to prospect, and it was working really well, and is a good thing. What it is a, you know, it looks like a $100 bill on the outside folded, and inside you got an advertisement that might say something like, $100,000 first year, turnkey lucrative business, free DVD, and then you have your website or your voicemail or your sizzle line phone number. It's an outstanding card, if you will. And you can, man, I would add this. I am adding it. It's a unique tool for advertising campaigns. If you'd like to know where you can get those things, well, check locally, of course, first. But if you can't find anything, let me know. I know where they are. They're $200 for 5,000 of them. That's a lot. But if you take five of you and put $40 a piece in, that's 1,000 cards for you for $40. Now, what I would do if I was you, I'd work as a team on this. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later on. You know, you want everybody doing the same thing, if you will, and we'll talk more about that here in another one of these techniques. Okay, car signs. I will never forget in the late 80s, when I was first introduced to network marketing, I was driving down the interstate, and it seemed like every other car had an Herbalife sign in it that said, lose weight now, ask me how, bumper sticker, okay? Man, I remember Johnny Carson making a joke during his monologue one evening saying, it's now official. Every man, woman, and child on the planet is in Herbalife. Mercy, I ain't kidding you. They had it going. And at that time, I was a member of another weight loss MLM, and I wasn't too thrilled about it. It was like they was getting all the business. And we've all seen the Mary Kay decals in the back windows of automobiles. And Shackley also used window decals at one time. They may still do. I don't know. I've seen many distributors from various companies use magnetic door signs as well. The reason they do this is because it works. You know, it just makes sense. How many dealers do you have to sponsor in order to cover the $40 or $50 or $60, whatever that thing costs at, through EcoQuest Mac? Every method that we teach you, the more people in the community that use the same car signs and other things that we talk about, the more potential prospects will be curious to what our program is all about. And then the curiosity factor is huge, folks. You got to get people, you got to get pique their curiosity in order to get them intrigued and interested in learning more. And I can't stress enough, you and your downline, you got to use the same sign. If everyone is unified, you will all have much more response. It's simply because the more people see it, the more curious people will want to know what it's all about. And as I said, EcoQuest has magnetic car signs. You might want to also take a look at www.webdecal.com. Just make sure that if you start getting some of those things, you've got the same thing up there, the same sign. All right. Here's another technique. The mini billboard. In other words, the pole signs. And you all have seen them, I'm sure. And best I know, Herbalife started this trend back in the mid-90s. And it continues today. Here's the effect you want to have. All of a sudden, people wake up and they go through their basic routine, except for one thing has changed. Your signs are everywhere. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to use this method, you must create that kind of effect or don't even waste your time. The more signs that suddenly appear, the more likely curiosity will drive them to call you. You and your local organization should blitz your town together all at the same time, all in the same night. You got to totally saturate your community or your neighborhood or your town. Your goal is to place as many signs as possible in the smallest concentrated area as possible. Now, here's an important tip, you know, when it comes to these things. Pay very close attention and make certain to saturate the area around the factory or the corporate offices of the largest employer in your neighborhood or your community. We live here in Melbourne, Florida, and we got Harris Corporation nearby, and we got several other corporations. Of course, we got Cape Canaveral just up the road. I want to make certain that every stretch of road leading to these places from every direction is totally saturated with our mini billboards. In the summer, there's a pro baseball team that has their training camp down here. And during those few weeks, the population of the town grows with people, you know, traveling to watch their exhibition games. Again, I want to make certain that every stretch of road leading to the training camp stadium is saturated with my mini billboards. Another very important point is make certain that your phone number or your website address, you need to have it big and bold and easy to read. Couple samples. Lose weight. Great place for product advertisement is these mini billboards. Lose weight. You could have the enzyme diet. You don't want to put the enzymediet.com because people go to there and they don't know whose site they're going to. You don't have no way of capturing their email address or phone or anything else. So you want to have your own. Or want to get rich, free DVD if you qualify. You know, those are two Although I'll tell you this, they're not expensive, and like all advertising methods, one good dealer could pay for every penny of advertising you do for the rest of your marketing career. It's as simple as that. Okay, Welcome Wagon sponsorship. The easiest person in the world to schedule an appointment with is someone who's new in the community and wants to meet people and make friends. My wife Jennifer was a Welcome Wagon sponsor for, a year and a half, maybe even 2 years. And she got customers and ended up sponsoring a lady, and it was a family that moved down from Ohio. He had taken a job with Harris, and she was a school teacher and didn't want to continue teaching. Well, Jennifer called her to welcome her to the community and offer her a free in-home trial of our air machine. Now, keep in mind, this was long before we had all the consumable products that we've got now. And with the EcoQuest products we have now, I would offer the Welcome Wagon prospects a bucket full of samples, especially the Eco-H. Remember, when people move into a new home, one of the first tasks that they, you know, undertake is a major cleaning. It doesn't matter if it's brand new or not. They still clean it. Today, I think I would drop off a bucket of samples for a week or so and then go back and take orders. You might, at that time, be able to invite them to a nutrition luncheon or a business opportunity presentation. It just depends on the person and what's going on. What I do know, it's a great way to keep in front of fresh local prospects each and every single month of the world. And you can contact the Welcome Wagon sponsor in your area and get the details. Back then, the sponsor would visit every new family, and they'd give them a bag of goodies from their local merchants, and, you know, it had discount coupons and certificates in it. And back then, as I said, our gift was a free in-home air machine trial. Today, I really think I'd use a small bottle of Eco-H and instructions on different ways that they could use the product. And as I learn more about this enzyme tubes, the enzyme diet tubes and so forth, that certainly would be worth looking into. Each month, the sponsor would send us the names and addresses of the families that she had visited and left her goodie bag with. And if I remember right, we paid something like $1.50 per name and address. Again, keep in mind, just one new dealer could pay for every nickel you spend on this promotion and a whole lot more. You got to get it firmly in your mind that any promotion that works for others will work for you. The secret is not to quit. You know, the former school teacher sponsored into the program during her second year of being a Welcome Wagon sponsor. What if we'd stopped this promotion after the first 3 or 4 months because we were just barely breaking even or even losing a little money? Unfortunately, that's what I see so many dealers doing today. They don't give proven systems time to work. I see it over and over again. You know, it's like if they're not rich in a couple hours, then it's on to something else. And folks, that's sad. They just don't seem to ever realize that the problem is not the system. The problem is the person who is half-heartedly trying to learn the system. You gotta have patience with yourself and understand that over time, you'll become better and you'll develop new skill sets. To stop in the middle of a proven program and then blame the system, saying it doesn't work, that's like arguing with the law of gravity. It just doesn't make any sense. Who was it that said, "I have discovered the problem, and it is I"? Understand that you make you successful, not the products, not the marketing plan, not the systems. You can have the greatest recruiting system in the world, but if you don't properly implement it, it's not the system's fault. Bottom line, Welcome Wagon can make you thousands of dollars if you have the patience to follow up quickly and professionally with all the leads that you're going to get. Okay, this will probably be the last one that I'll talk about this evening, and then I'm going to open up the line for some discussion, some questions. We'll try to get them answered. I'd like to keep the call to about 45 minutes, and that way we'll have, you know, have people won't fall asleep, and people will get more out of them, I believe. All right, the next one is small classified ad in your local paper. If I asked you if you had ever run a classified advertisement for our products or our business opportunity in your local paper, I'm almost certain your answer would be yes. And if I asked you if you run a classified advertisement in your local paper each and every week, I'm almost certain your answer would be no. Now, let me say this again. I said it earlier. Consistent effort doesn't always create consistent results, but it always creates success. Back in my Watkins days, one of my local distributors noticed that a lot of people would ask him about specific products after seeing his Watkins decal on his car. It seemed that 90% of these people were one-time Watkins customers who had lost contact with their distributor. Well, he decided to run this simple advertisement in the local paper. It said, "We have Watkins products," and then his phone number. It cost him, back then I think it was like $6-$7 a week, and over time he sold hundreds of dollars worth of products. And I cannot tell you how many times that someone that was traveling down I-95, they got off to stay overnight at Melbourne Motel there on the 192, and now there's about three different places, but this is a while back. They pick up a local paper and read his ad and were thrilled to find someone that could bring them a bottle of vanilla or the black pepper that Watkins was famous for. But you need to run an advertisement of some kind in your local papers each and every week. The longer they see your advertisement, the more likely they will eventually call. And it doesn't have to be a huge advertisement. The consistency is what really matters the most. Something like, I teach people how to operate a profitable business from home. Call such and such to see if you qualify. Or I teach people how to make $51,000 plus per year, part-time on the internet. Call such and such. Or how about a Melbourne couple wanted to develop home-based business for multi-million dollar corporation, six-figure income potential. To see if you qualify, interview online now at www.yourhighwaytofreedom.com. That's just one of the websites that I have that where a person goes in and they have to take this little survey before they can go into the website. There's, it doesn't have to be a long ad. The consistency is what really counts the most. Lord, in those newsletters I just talked about, I ad after ad after ad after, after ad, and they all proven ads. They're all ads that have worked. They're all ads that I've used. There was a time way back when to where we were doing something like $15,000 a month with an advertising budget. That's a lot. We decided that we wanted to have ads that was doing the best for us, and so we did a lot of testing. All right, one final tip. Except in some extreme cases, I'm going to always recommend that classified advertising is what you should be doing over display advertising in newspapers. Now, think about it. Most of us have trained our eyes and our mind to not even focus on display advertisements. We can read an entire paper and not name one display advertisement in that entire paper. However, people that read classified section actually read the advertisements. We've tested this, folks, over numerous times over the years, and it's not debatable. Classified ads are going to give you much more bang for your buck. Okay, it is 7:40. All right, we're going to take about 5-6 minutes of open discussion here. Let me go back to open line. All right, everybody with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I can hear you. If you've got any questions, but don't, as I've in many of my meetings, don't ask me one that I can't answer.
Okay, James?
Yes.
You were talking about the drop cards. And you were talking about the wording inside. You said like $100,000 first year turnkey business, and then you had something else. I missed it.
Either your website or a sizzle line. In other words, let me give you.
He also said free.
Let me give you a sizzle line, for instance. Call 1-800-896-7098. That's a sizzle line. It don't talk about products. It talks about income opportunity. It don't talk about products, though, and it don't talk about specifics. All it is to intrigue the curiosity to get them to make the next step.
Okay.
That's what a website should do, too. That's one of the problems with a corporate website. It's a showcase for the company, but it's not really recruiting inducive, if you will. And the reason I say that is because it tells too much. There's too much on there. People can get just enough information to say no when they don't know anything. You know, they think they do, but they don't know anything. Okay, next.
With the TV, but the newspaper advertising, James, now, on average, do you suggest retail ads or business opportunity ads?
Well, it kind of depends on where you are. Now, retail ads, of course, then you're looking more into display advertising, and I don't think that's a good idea unless, for instance, if you was in Louisiana right now, some parts of Florida, places where there is a known existing problem that our products will address, then you might go with a little display ad of some sort, because a person can make some money. Who was it? You that was telling me that Barry Durbin was sold like 42 machines down in Louisiana after the hurricanes?
In 19 days.
That's like $10,000 in profit in retail sales?
Yes, sir.
No doubt about it. That's pretty good money. If you run, I don't know what he was advertising. I'm not sure what he was doing. I'd be willing to bet a lot of it was just word of mouth.
Yeah, I don't think he was really running ads for that. That was mostly word of mouth once he got into a neighborhood.
Yep, there you go. And we're going to talk about that, blitzing neighborhoods. I talked a little bit about that tonight. Like your pole signs, your mini pole signs and so forth. That's going to bring you as much retail profit as a display ad. A display ad's going to be very expensive, but pole signs pretty cheap. But it's got to be a situational thing. You're going to find that you'll do well with retail mini pole signs more so than you will with the income opportunity.
But in the newspaper, you think the income opportunity is the stronger?
Oh yes, most definitely. I really do. You know, unless you're in a community where it's on people's minds, you know. For instance, the flooding, the mold, the mildew, and et cetera, in Louisiana and Florida, and what, there was another state there, Mississippi, that was, you know, very involved in that. And that was headlines all the time. So all of a sudden, your mind's not, you know, training out or discounting all the display advertisements. Now you're looking, you know, you're looking for something. It makes it a whole different ball.
James, can you repeat the sample sizzle line you gave?
1-800-896-7098. I have that on my IAC system as one of the things. One of the neat things about that system is that if somebody calls there, it captures the phone number, and you can look it up. You know, you can find out who it is, or if you got the guts, you can call them and say, "Hey, you listen to my message," and it even tells you how much of the message they listen to. Are you looking for something? You know, come up with something. You don't have to do that, of course. Half the time I don't do that, but I'm not a good cold caller. That's not really a cold call, though, if you think about it. I mean, they're looking or they wouldn't have called. But then sometimes, just curiosity, a person will call. But you know what? If it's just curious only, you don't have time to talk with them. You know, if you call somebody back, they leave their name and number or on your telephone, you call them back, and they say, "No, I was just curious. I'm really not looking. I'm just curious." So, well, you know, when you get serious, then you got my number. Give me a call, and get off the line and go to the next one. Next Tuesday night, we're going to go through a lot more of these things. I guarantee you that if you will start utilizing some of them, I'm making samples of some of this stuff. I've got some old material that I've used in the past. I'm going to put this together, and I'll be able to eventually be able to email it out to you or mail it to you or whatever, so you can get an idea. It'll be next Tuesday night at the same time. If you would, get the word out to folks. As I said earlier, people on Yahoo.com are not getting my emails for the most part. And so if you've got, you know, people in your organization, upline and downline, that you think would benefit from this, please let them know, and I'll see you all next Tuesday evening.
Appreciate you,
Jim. This is awesome, James. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you all being here this evening.
Thank you.
Hey, James.
Very good material.
Hey, James, it's Deborah Groh. Thanks so much for